Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our favorite props for the NFL draft. Here we go on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Yeah, the prop master is here, Dave Richard. He gives you those Thursday night props. Those are always fun, and they hit a lot. Very good. So we'll see how he does with the NFL draft. Dave, give me some of your favorites.
My first favorite one, and none of these are necessarily fantasy related. In fact, my favorite one is a defensive lineman. It's Logan Hall from Houston. The over-under on his draft position is 37.5. I think it goes under that. I think he's a potential first-round pick at minus 115. I mocked him to the Bengals in my mock draft. I think he goes late first round. He's 6'6", 280 pounds. He's got versatility to his game. He's one of those guys, when you hear about people talking about, well, there aren't a lot of first-round grade players, but there's a lot of early second-round grade players in this draft. He's one of those guys, and they're going to get pushed up into late round one. I think he falls under there, and you've got a little bit of room. If he's an early, early round two pick, he still goes under 37.5.
What's next?
Kenyon Green under 27.5. This is an offensive guard who I think is going to end up being an offensive lineman in the draft, if you ask me. And so you can get him under 27.5 at plus 105. Get a little bit of the odds in your favor there. I'm a fan of that. Could see a team like the Cowboys go and pick up Kenyon Green. The Patriots could do the same thing. Another one that I like a lot is Jordan Davis over 13.5. There's a lot of hype over Jordan Davis after the combine, but I just don't know if the film matches up with that. I've watched a lot of Georgia's defense. He might be my third favorite defensive lineman that played for them. So I think he goes 14th overall or later. It's plus 115. That's actually one of my favorite ones, Adam. That's it for just player position over-unders. I've got one on first running back taken, and I've got one on total quarterbacks taken in round one. Which one?
We're having some connections, but how about the quarterbacks?
Okay. Total quarterbacks in round one. On Caesars, the under is 3.0 at minus 120. So not 3.5. Not 2.5, 3.0, which means it might be a tie. If three quarterbacks get taken, you don't win, you don't lose. If four quarterbacks get taken, you're going to lose. But I don't think four quarterbacks are going to be taken. I feel like you're free rolling here. You've got a chance. If only two quarterbacks go, you're going to win on this bet. And we know that Willis is going to go. I think Pickett's going to go in the first round as well. I'm not sure if Matt Corral or Desmond Ridder. Ready for the last one?
Yes, I am.
The last one, Ken Walker. First running back taken. That's right. I called him Ken because he told us on CBS Sports HQ he wants to be called Ken, not Kenneth. And we're going to give him that respect. It's plus 225 if he goes off the board before Breece Hall. He's my favorite running back in the draft class. I wouldn't be surprised if some teams look at him as more explosive and capable of being a three down back versus someone like Breece Hall, who's proven that he's a three down back, but doesn't have that top end speed. Both of them are physical running backs. This is one where I don't know if it's going to come true. I just like the odds at plus 225.
Yeah, it's a very good gamble to take. And thanks to Dave Richard for giving us his favorite NFL draft props. We won't have to speculate much longer. We'll be back to talk about the actual NFL draft on the next edition of Fantasy Football Today in 5.